Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Glass, and I praise the Lord that you're able to be with me as we share the things of the Lord on this broadcast. And this week, we've been looking at some examples, pertinent examples for the body of Christ today, as far as an example, an illustration of how we should be living our lives. We looked at the life of King Jehoshaphat. We're going to look that at in a little more detail, beloved, but I just want to encourage you. We have everything to thank God for. You might be fighting battles. Maybe God has put you in the forefront of the battle. You might be facing some difficult situations right now. And in that difficulty, you might be tempted to compromise or tempted to blame God or tempted to go ahead and try to do it your own way. But let's learn from the admonition of Scripture. And I want to be sharing from 1 Kings, the 22nd chapter, about a man who had to stand alone, except that he really wasn't alone because God was on his side. And I'm going to start reading now in the first verse. And they continued 3 years without war between Syria and Israel. And it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said unto his servants, Know ye that Ramoth in Gilead is ours, and we be still and taken not out of the hand of the king of Syria? And he said unto Jehoshaphat, Wilt thou go with me to battle to Ramoth Gilead? And listen to what Jehoshaphat said to this wicked king. He said to the king of Israel, I am as thou art, my people as thy people, my horses as thy horses. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, Inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. And now, I'm going to just stop here for a moment because I want to encourage you. I want you to know that God is willing and will use weak things. He's used the weak things of this world to confound the mighty, but He won't use unclean things. God is willing to use things and those that, as far as this world are concerned, are nothing. But God is not willing to use things that are not clean before Him. Those who are willing to be a mixture, those who are willing to take a little bit of this and a little bit of that and kind of compromise. Beloved, the enemy is on the move everywhere today. He's trying to get you to compromise with God, trying to get you to compromise with your calling, trying to get you to compromise with your faith, trying to get you to join in with everybody else because that's the easy way to do it. And with the natural mindset of man, logically, that's the mentality of what's happening to many leaders in the church world today. Let's just kind of lay down our doctrinal differences and let's just come together in the spirit of unity. Well, beloved, the only way we can be one in the spirit is if we really are one in the spirit by with what thus saith the word of the Lord, by what the word of God has to say. Why is it easy to kind of compromise and kind of blend in with everybody? Because that way you won't have to face so many battles. You know, it's one thing to face the enemy, but it's kind of bad when you have to face the enemy and then face your neighbors too. Anyway, it says Jehoshaphat came down to the king of Israel. And as I was reading and praying and seeking the face of the Lord, God spoke to my heart and said, that's exactly what the enemy is trying to get a lot of God's people to do, to come down to the level, listen to me now, of those who don't believe. instead of bringing them up to the level where you are. That's why we must minister to those who don't know about Jesus, or to brethren who don't fully to teach them the way of the Lord more perfectly. But we can't fellowship with those who don't believe in the foundational truths of the Christian faith. There's a difference between ministry and fellowship. And the enemy works overtime to try to discourage you, to tell you that you can't make it, to tell you that you're not important to God. And he'll do all that he can to discourage you, to make you feel alone. But beloved, you cannot make an alliance with the devil. You cannot make an agreement with unbelievers. You cannot make an agreement with those who follow carnal ways instead of walking and being led by the Spirit in the spiritual realm that God has called his people to. God has not called you to walk in darkness. God didn't say you were the sugar of the earth. He said you were the salt of the earth. And beloved, you get salt in a wound and it burns. Some of the things you stand for, people aren't going to like. Some churches aren't going to like them. Maybe preachers aren't going to like them. And perhaps even fellowships are not going to like them. Perhaps those around you may not like it, but beloved, God didn't say for you to be sugar syrup. He said for you to be salt. God said you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. That's Matthew 5:13-14. And beloved, God wants your light to shine. And God wants you to let the savor of all that salt, the truth of the word of God, begin to penetrate those around you. You're to influence them. They're not to influence you. And God wants you to take your stand for the Lord and know without any doubt that God is not going to let you fall. He's not going to fail you. He's not going to forsake you. He's not going to let you go down to defeat. He's not going to desert you in the time of your battle. Oh, it might look like it. It might feel like it, but God is not going to do it. Men will promise you anything, and they'll lie. They can go back on their word so easily. There are many who mean well and who plan on keeping their promises, but they are human, and when circumstances arise where they can't, they just aren't able to fulfill their word. But beloved, God has all power in heaven and earth, and he has no problem, no difficulty in keeping his word. The only one who can keep God from fulfilling his word in your life is you. The devil can't do it. Your neighbor can't do it. The preacher can't do it. Your wife can't do it. Your husband can't do it. Your children can't do it. Your brother can't do it. Your sister can't do it. But the only one in the world who can keep God from doing what he said he would do in your life is you. And how do you do that? Through unbelief or rebellion. Unbelief, you know, is a sin. Many did not enter into the rest of God, the writer of Hebrews said, because of their unbelief. That's Hebrews, the 3rd chapter, verse 12. And so let's go back now. Jehoshaphat came down to see the king of Israel, who was Ahab. And he said to him, "Will you go with me to battle at Ramoth Gilead?" And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, "Well, I don't know if I can or not. I have to go seek the Lord's face. I better go check with the prophets and the priests because I have to do it God's way." No, unfortunately, that's not what Jehoshaphat said. Jehoshaphat loved the Lord. He did. He was a good king, but he said, "I am as you are, my people as your people, my horses as your horses." And there are those today who will try to get you to follow in step with what they want to do, which is contrary to the word of God. And beloved, if it's contrary to the word of God, then you're going to get in trouble, because you better do whatever you're doing God's way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, not by man preaches or what man tells you, not by circumstances, but by what the word of God says. God has called a people out today to walk in the power and the authority of his name, of his spirit, of his word, and there's not a devil on this earth who can stop you from obeying God. If you purpose in your heart to walk on with God, if you continue to press in, in. Now you may get discouraged. You may have the enemy come in against you. It seems on the right hand and on the left. He may come against you this way or that, but God says, fear not. God says in His Word in Deuteronomy 28:7 that when the enemy comes in against you one way, I will cause him to flee before you seven ways. And going back to the story of Jehoshaphat, he jumped right in and said, well, I am as you are. Certainly, we'll go up to Ramoth-Gilead and we'll take it away and we'll conquer it. But at that point, moreover, Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, please inquire first for the word of the Lord. Now, there are a lot of people today who will say, well, we'd better do it. Let's see what the pastor says. And you should. But there sometimes aren't a lot of pastors who preach the true, the full word of God, the whole counsel of God. And there are those today who want to hear the word of God. But Jehoshaphat said, well, before you do that, before we go up, let's please inquire first of the Lord. At least he had that going for him. I mean, he just made a terrible mistake, but he did know enough to say, well, we should finally, after I made this decision, now I'm going to consult the Lord. Isn't that just like we do? Sometimes we decide we want to do something, and then we pray and ask God, you know, to bless our plans rather than seeking him first, whether or not that's something he wanted us to do. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said unto them, shall I go up to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I refrain? And they said, go up, for the Lord will give it into the hand of the king. Now, that's pretty good. Talk about agreement. There were 400. A lot of people, you know, they go to church, every church service in town. The preacher comes to town, and they're there, and they want a word. I want to get a word from the Lord. Well, they've had the word, the Bible, ever since they've been saved, but many times that's not good enough. They have to go and get some fresh word from the Lord. Well, don't get me wrong. If you've listened any length of time, you know I believe in the gifts of the Spirit and operation in the church. But sometimes we get to a place where we worship the gifts more than we worship the giver of the gifts. Well, I'm going to stop here, and I'm going to continue next week on the broadcast. I invite you to tune in at this same time, and we're going to continue to see what happened in the life of this godly king who allied himself with the wicked king Ahab. Praise God. Well, I'm going to close now. I invite you to share your prayer requests with me. The announcer will give you our mailing address. I invite you to write. If you feel the tugging of the Holy Spirit, if you've been blessed by the broadcast, I know you'll be blessed by the correspondence ministry. It's a personal ministry to you through prayer and through the word that the Lord gives. No one else reads or writes the letters that I share. It's what God gives me for you. God bless you. Thank you for your prayer support and financial help. Till next week, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.